You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Tuesday, July 14, 2026. Don't Stop Believing: Finding Growth in the Next Phase of the U.S. Energy Evolution. Published by Jason Lindquist. The U.S. energy industry is continuously evolving. Over the past two decades, we've witnessed the shale revolution, the rapid build-out of pipelines and export terminals, and a COVID-induced market collapse, followed by a renewed focus on capital discipline. Each phase reshaped where investment flowed and what types of projects made economic sense. Today, the lessons of the past are influencing investment decisions of the future. The next wave of energy infrastructure isn't being driven by producers racing to move ever-increasing volumes to market. Instead, demand is increasingly determining where capital will be deployed, and that has major implications for what the next phase of build-out will look like. That's the subject of today's RBN blog and the focus of our upcoming School of Energy Foundations, set for September 9th to 10th in Houston. Fair warning, today's blog serves as an unabashed advertorial for the conference. For much of the shale era, new infrastructure was developed in response to growing supplies. Producers experimented with drilling and completion techniques to enhance the economics of developing unconventional plays and crack the code on massive deposits around the country. As production exceeded existing pipeline or processing capacity, prices became dislocated, and infrastructure developers responded by building additional capacity to handle it all. New gathering and processing systems fed new pipelines, which fed new downstream infrastructure like fractionation, refining capacity, and pet chems. As the surging supply satiated domestic demand, export docks were built and incremental supply moved increasingly to international markets. That supply push model defined much of the industry's growth over the past 20 years, but markets evolve. The prevalence of that model and the days of drill, baby, drill died with the COVID pandemic. As we've regularly documented, years of E&P underperformance were punctuated when prices tanked. In the years that followed, U.S. producers changed how they approached capital allocation. Rather than chasing production growth at almost any cost, E&Ps began to increasingly emphasize returns, cash flow, operational efficiency, and shareholder value. Consolidation accelerated throughout the upstream, and operators became far more selective about where, and how quickly, they develop acreage. The result is a markedly different infrastructure landscape. Production continues to grow in many areas, but generally not at the explosive pace that routinely overwhelmed infrastructure during the first decade of the shale revolution. And with that more calculated growth profile, the days of massive and persistent price discounts are fading, reducing the motivation for producers to risk signing up for the big chunks of capacity necessary to underwrite large pipeline projects. It's also worth noting that another headwind to large projects is the continued challenges around permitting, particularly for interstate projects. But while the push of supply has moderated, demand continues to grow. Let's consider natural gas. While LNG is still by far the most important factor that will impact the U.S. market over the foreseeable future, sucking a huge amount of gas to the Gulf Coast, AI and the natural gas-fired generation that will power new data centers has quickly become one of the most dynamic influences. Large-scale AI facilities require enormous amounts of reliable power, often beyond what existing electric systems were designed to provide. Meeting that demand increasingly means new gas-fired generation that can be built very quickly, expanded electric transmission infrastructure, and additional gas pipeline capacity. But developing new generation in response to new data center projects can be tricky. Utilities may not have the same capacity to sign long-term firm transportation contracts as large industrial users, and they don't want to risk developing new power plants and transmission infrastructure in response to data centers that may either not exist or use less power in several decades. As a result, a growing number of midstream projects are smaller, incremental solutions built toward specific downstream markets. And that shift to demand pull rather than supply push changes a lot about how and which projects get sanctioned. Anticipating which projects will make sense requires an understanding of the fundamental forces impacting supply and demand, as well as the basics of gas processing and pipelines. Those connections are exactly what School of Energy Foundation is designed to teach. Natural gas isn't the only commodity experiencing this transition. NGLs continue to represent one of the industry's strongest growth stories, but for reasons that differ substantially from earlier years. Production continues to increase alongside crude oil and natural gas development, while domestic demand has remained comparatively stable. As a result, export markets have become critically important for balancing the U.S. NGL market. That means future investment opportunities increasingly center around fractionation, storage, marine terminals, and export logistics. At School of Energy Foundation, we'll walk attendees through those relationships, from frac spreads and Y-grade economics to petrochemical feedstocks and export pricing, showing how each component influences the others. Crude oil tells a similar story. Production growth has moderated considerably compared with the industry's rapid expansion during the 2010s, yet U.S. crude continues finding new customers around the world. Rather than existing largely as a closed domestic system, U.S. producers increasingly compete within a global marketplace where international supply disruptions, refinery demand, shipping logistics, and geopolitics all influence pricing and infrastructure requirements. That means understanding future crude infrastructure requires looking well beyond drilling activity alone to include pipeline utilization, export terminals, refinery economics, and international demand, all critical pieces of the investment puzzle. The common thread connecting each of these examples is that understanding any one market increasingly requires knowledge of several others. It's one of the defining characteristics of today's energy landscape. Each decision creates secondary and tertiary effects throughout the value chain. Connecting those dots is considerably more valuable than simply tracking today's production numbers or commodity prices. That's also why School of Energy Foundations is structured differently than many industry conferences. Rather than focusing exclusively on current events or headline forecasts, the course emphasizes market fundamentals and practical analytical tools that participants can continue using long after the conference ends. Throughout the two-day program, attendees will work through hands-on Excel models, examine real-world case studies, and hear directly from RBN Novi Labs analysts and industry experts covering crude oil, natural gas, LNG, NGLs, refined products, and renewable fuels. Our objective isn't simply to explain today's market. It's to help attendees build a framework for understanding tomorrow's, because today's opportunities won't necessarily emerge where they did yesterday. The next generation of successful energy projects will increasingly be determined by where demand develops, how markets connect, and which companies are best positioned to respond. Recognizing those shifts before they become obvious can make all the difference. That's the journey we'll take together. The conference will be held September 9th to 10th at the Thompson Hotel in Houston. Over the two-day, in-person course, we won't just tell you what's happening. We'll explain why markets behave the way they do and equip you with the tools to track key trends yourself. If you're not familiar with the School of Energy, the conference is structured more like a classroom experience, assessing current developments through the lens of hands-on, practical instruction and training. This approach sets you up to monitor these markets, identify opportunities, and understand the potential impacts of taking action. The course is immersive, diving into the same themes we write about each day in our blogs: production, crude oil, natural gas, NGLs, refined products, and renewable fuels. We will also provide our view of today's energy market landscape, what could be coming next, and how those shifts may cascade through the other commodities. But while the coursework is intense, the venue and experience will be first class, far beyond the typical college experience. And the whole point of the conference is connecting the dots, both conceptually and by networking, over drinks, of course, with other high-profile industry participants. As with our previous conferences, we'll have the whole RBN Novi Labs crew at this year's School of Energy, with several instructors participating in the coursework, including industry veterans and top-notch analysts. Get ready to immerse yourself in the interconnected world of energy and find out which trends major market players are pumped up about, keeping close tabs on, or finding downright nerve-wracking. For more information about the conference or to register, visit the Events tab on our website at rbnenergy.com. You can save $500 if you register with the early bird rate, available through August 12. Space is limited, so save your spot today. Don't Stop Believin' was written by Journey members Steve Perry, Jonathan Cain, and Neil Shoon. The song appears as the first song on side one of Journey's seventh studio album, Escape. It was recorded at Fantasy Studios in Berkeley, California, and produced by Kevin Elson and Mike Stone. Released as a single in October 1981, the song went to number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. It has sold more than 7 million digital downloads in the U.S., placing it in the top 10 of digital song downloads. It has been certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA. Personnel on the record were Steve Perry, lead vocals; Ross Valerie, bass, backing vocals; Jonathan Cain, keyboards, backing vocals; Neil Shoon, guitars, backing vocals; and Steve Smith, drums, percussion. Escape was recorded between April and June 1981 and released in July 1981. It went to number 1 on the Billboard 200 albums chart and has yielded 4 top 20 hit singles. It has been certified diamond, 10 million copies sold, by the RIAA. It was the first album with keyboardist Jonathan Cain, who replaced founding member Greg Rawley. Journey is an American rock band formed in San Francisco in 1973. 18 members have passed through its ranks since its formation. They have released 15 studio albums, 5 live albums, 11 compilation albums, a soundtrack album, 2 EPs and 52 singles, and have sold more than 100 million records worldwide. The band's last release was the album Freedom, released in July 2022. Journey was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2017. The current iteration of the band, featuring longtime members guitarist Neil Schon and keyboardist Jonathan Cain, is joined by vocalist Arnel Pineda, bassist and backing vocalist Todd Jensen, keyboardist and backing vocalist Jason Derlotka, and drummer and backing vocalist Dean Castronovo. In October 2025, Jonathan Cain announced he would be leaving the band after their current tour. The Final Frontier tour began in Hershey, Pennsylvania in November 2025, and will conclude in their hometown of San Francisco in November 2026. No official announcement has been made about the band's future after the Final Frontier tour concludes.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.